South Carolina and Clemson both have their annual spring football games tomorrow. The Tigers turn a page with this year's team as Cade Klubnik is the uncontested starting quarterback. The sophomore will look to show off what he has learned in the offseason. The Gamecocks, meanwhile, hope to grow on last year with QB Spencer Rattler returning. For South Carolina, the focus will be on retooling the running back room and defensive line. You can hear the Gamecocks spring game tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Interstate 107. Potential number one overall draft pick Bryce Young scored a 98 on the S2 cognitive test given to potential draftees. Young's score was higher than other QBs who excelled on the test in the past, including Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. The Carolina Panthers are favored to select Young with the top pick in the draft later this month. Winthrop's basketball star Sincere McMahon announced on social media yesterday that he will return to the team for his extra COVID season. The former transfer has been a key part of the Eagles the last 2 years since Mark Prosser became head coach. He joins Kelton Telford, Chase Claxton, and Michael Anumba as key players who are returning for the Eagles. The Tampa Bay Rays tied a major league record last night with a 13th consecutive victory to open the season as they beat the Boston Red Sox 9-3. In other games around the majors, the Orioles, Reds, and Twins were all winners. With your Friday sports, I'm Chris Miller.